That school bell tells us it is time for class number 61 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you now to go get your Bible and open it up to the book of 2 Kings. It'll be 2 Kings chapter 25. That is the last chapter in the book of 2 Kings. And we're going to be concentrating on the first 12 verses of that chapter. And the lesson that we'll look at today is about the downfall of Judah. So while you're turning to 2 Kings chapter 25, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday school lessons for the churches back in 1922. And so we're looking at his lessons. This particular lesson was written for Sunday, June 18, 1922. And it is about the downfall of Judah. In just a moment, we're going to read 2 Kings 25, verses 1 through 12. But let me read to you first Elam's introduction to this lesson, at least the first paragraph of his introduction. Here's what the old Sunday school teacher said. This lesson brings us to the consummation of the repeated sins of the kingdom of Judah. 2 Kings 17, 7 through 26 gives an account of the destruction of the kingdom of Israel and the captivity of the 10 tribes more than 125 years before this. The destruction of the kingdom of Judah had long since been foretold, and the people had God's warnings against sin and rebellion and the results to which they would lead. The good and loyal kings had stayed at times this destruction by temporary reformations, but during the reigns of the wicked kings, the people had relapsed. Until now, it was inevitable. God sent numerous prophets to warn and to teach the people, but they gave no heed. Jeremiah labored faithfully until old age and was then cast into dungeon to be starved to death because he spoke the truth. Now let me read to you this text. 2 Kings chapter 25. I'm actually going to read the last line of chapter 24 and then the first 12 verses of 2 Kings 25. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, and in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army against Jerusalem, and encamped against it. And they built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled by night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was in the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city round about. And the king went by the way of the Arba, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him, and they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him in fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Now the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, King Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon and Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of Jehovah and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem. Even every great house burnt he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard brake down the walls of Jerusalem round about. And the residue of the people that were left in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the residue of the multitude, did Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carry away captive. But the captain of the guard left the poorest to the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. Now, that is a sad text. There is a devotional reading for this text. It is found in Psalm 137, and it captures the mournful mood of this time. It's Psalm 137, verses 1 through 6. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, and we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst thereof we hanged our harps, for there they led us captive, required of us songs. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing Jehovah's song in a foreign land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I remember thee not, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. The golden text for this lesson is in Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Let me read more to you of the introduction that Elam made of this lesson. We read that we are astonished that the people did not heed God's solemn warning and serve him. It is still greater astonishment that the people now, with all this before them, do not believe his warnings against all sin and repent and obey him. We have recorded by inspiration all that befell the kingdom of Israel and Judah because of the sin for our instruction and warnings. And besides this, we have all that the New Testament contains, like the Jews. People are sinning and persisting in rebellion against God in the face of all truth. That fearful destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might, 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 10, of which the New Testament gives solid and repeated warnings, will as surely come as destruction came upon the Jews. Let me read to you that passage from 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 10. It says, and you who are troubled, you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with the angels of his power, in flaming fire, rending vengeance to them that know not God, and to them that obeyed not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction, from the face of the Lord, and from the glory of his might, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at in all them that believe, because our testimony unto you was believed in that day. So we have the warnings as Israel had, and as Judah had, and as Israel and Judah failed to heed the warnings, then woe unto us if we fail to heed the warnings that we have in the New Testament about the judgment to come. Now let me read you his notes on 2 Kings 25 verses 1 through 4. This is where the city was besieged and captured, and the king and his men fled. Zedekiah was the son of Josiah. His former name was Mattaniah, 2 Kings 24:17. Josiah was succeeded by his son Jehoahaz, who reigned only 3 months. Eliakim, another son of Josiah,
was made king by Pharaoh Necho, who changed his name to Jehoiakim. Eliakim reigned 11 years and was succeeded by his son Jehoiachin, who reigned only 3 months. Nebuchadnezzar made Mattaniah uncle to Jehoiakim and son of Josiah king, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah began to reign at the age of 21 years and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles 36:11. He did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God, 2 Chronicles 36:12. He followed the example of his brother Jehoiakim and other wicked kings, and not the good example of his father. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Jehovah, 2 Chronicles 36:12. Jeremiah warned Zedekiah from God against rebelling and fighting against the king of Babylon. For while at times he consulted Jeremiah, he seemed disposed to listen to him, but he would not obey the word of God spoken by Jeremiah. For this and the continued sins of the Jews, God brought the Babylonians against Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah to destroy them. In this sense, Nebuchadnezzar is God's servant and battle axe and weapons of war, although a wicked and heathen king. Nebuchadnezzar made war upon the Jews with wicked intent to plunder and destroy, but God, in his overwhelming power, used him to chastise his people. In the ordinary record of human events, it is said that Nebuchadnezzar did this, but in the divine record we see the hand of God in it all. See what it says about this in Daniel chapter 4. God brought upon Jerusalem the king of the Chaldeans. When God had served his purpose with the Chaldeans, he destroyed Babylon for its own wickedness. This terrible punishment against Babylon was foretold by the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 50 and 51. This demonstrates the fact that God overrules a wicked nation to chastise and to punish others, and yet does not approve of that nation, but destroys it for its own wickedness. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon, 2 Kings 24:20. In the 4th year of his reign, Zedekiah took an oath of allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah 51:59 and Ezekiel 17:11-12. But he broke this oath and sent ambassadors to Egypt to obtain help in his rebellion against Babylon. In addition to the sins of the king, the chief priest and the people trespassed very greatly against all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles 36:14. These abominations are mentioned in various places among the prophets. I want to read to you where they're mentioned in Jeremiah 7:8-11. Jeremiah said, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered that we may do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, saith Jehovah." We're going to have to stop right there for this lesson because we're out of time. But you make sure you tune in to the next class, and we'll continue this sad story about the downfall of Judah as we read about it in 2 Kings chapter 25. And until then, the old schoolmaster says to all the pupils that are gathered, you may be dismissed.